It's City Desk with news and views from City Hall. And now, your host of City Desk, Mr. Vincent Creel, who is the Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett, and thank you for being here for another edition of the City Desk podcast. How about that? We're a podcast now. We have David Nichols with us, the Chief Administrative Officer of the City, but first let me say we are recording this program on Thursday, June 4th at 11:35 in the office of the Chief Administrative Officer of the City. Good morning, David Nichols.
Good morning, Vincent. William, good to have you. I got a guy standing over here behind me, got me worried. Chief Boney's in here, probably checking to see if I'm violating any fire codes.
As long as he doesn't come to the third floor. Let's get right to it. Busy, busy, busy week. On Tuesday, there were a number of things that were added to the agenda, and most of them, well, all of them, dealt with this thing called MGM Park. What was the story there?
Well, the real bottom line story was that the city came up with $100,000 to fund to get the stadium opened early. The team came up with $50,000, and the Tim Bennett's group came up with $50,000, and so Yates Construction, which has just been remarkable during this whole process. They shaved a bunch off what their needs were to get the stadium open, and so we're able to get the stadium open for $200,000. So we'll be playing ball June 6th.
You're overcooking my grits here. That's a great line from the movie the Titans. Remember the Titans, Denzel Washington. You're overcooking my grits, Coach. And where you're overcooking my grits is, Mayor Gilich has said repeatedly that the city of Biloxi did not have to come up with any additional money. And I just heard David Nichols contradict Mayor Gilich.
No, we're going to have to pay that money in fines, no matter.
We would have.
And so, actually, even though the city's coming up with the money, it means the fines that we'd have to pay if we didn't open won't have to be paid.
What he always said, I'm joking with you, what he always said in all seriousness was that the city of Biloxi is not coming forward with any new money. The money we're going to be spending is money we were contractually obligated. And as I understand it from you in previous conversations, David, we were going to be looking at $250,000 in fines on June 6th, and they wanted another $200,000 or $300,000 to open it on June 6th.
That is correct.
Saving money.
Yeah, so we're actually saving money. So it's a good deal for everybody, and we get the stadium open on time, and it's good public relations for the city.
One of the things we wanted to also do was let everybody know about the game day experience. The game day experience is going to be an event that begins at 12:45 on Saturday. We're going to have some World War II D-Day survivors there. We are going to have live entertainment, two brass bands, I believe, and then we're also going to have some kids who are going to be able, the kids will be able to come out and meet some of the stars of the Beau Rivage Summer Show. There's going to be free popcorn, free snow cones, courtesy of the Beau Rivage, which is helping sponsor the game day experience. The entertainment stage will be set up. There's also going to be batting cages where you can get in there and play like you're a big leaguer, and there's going to be a radar gun that's going to your speed of your pitch. David, it just sounds like we're expecting thousands of people.
Yeah, I think it'll be a really good day. The weather appears to be going to be great, and so we hope everybody will come down, meet the team. You left that out. The players will be there, and they'll be stationed to various places throughout the Vue Marche, and you can get their autograph. For folks who've been following them, they've got some really good players, and probably one day you'll be seeing them play in the big leagues.
The other thing, too, is ESPN's going to be in town. They have been following the 55-game road trip that the Biloxi Shuckers have been on, which, interestingly enough, is not a record. There are teams that have been on, at least one team was on the road longer than that. So that is what all of this is about. It's about welcoming the Biloxi Shuckers into town. It's about bringing the family out, having a great time. And the other thing it's about is parking. We have, according to Main Street Biloxi, a total of about 8,300 parking spots downtown. Of those, about 1,500 are public parking spaces. What we are encouraging people to do is to take advantage of the free park and ride that is being offered by Coast Transit. It follows the casino hopper route, which means you can go to any casino in East Biloxi, park your car, and jump on the casino hopper. It's free. It'll be running from 5 in the morning to 10:30 at night. Coast Transit has assured us that they're not going to leave anybody stranded over at the Biloxi Transit Center, which is where everyone will be dropped off. We're also happy that they've beefed up the number of buses on that route to where your wait time will be no more than 20 minutes. Please understand, there will be some walking involved. You can't park at the front door of MGM Park. Is MGM Park going to be ready for June 6th, David?
Absolutely. I hope so. We got Chief Boney over here. You give us a nod yes on that?
How is it going over there, Chiefs? Because y'all have had a lot of, and we are, nobody's playing with life safety issues.
No, certainly not. We've been over there every day the last 2 weeks. We've had inspectors over there every day working with Yates. They're really good to work with. We have a couple of issues that are left. We feel confident that they'll be cleared up before game day. And all things ought to be cleared up. Life safety is not something the mayor, myself, or anybody in the city is gonna play with. And we can assure you that that will be a safe facility when people come in there.
One of the things, David, that I heard Tim Bennett say was that pretty much all of the places that the general public needs to go to will be open, pretty much all of them. And mainly you're looking at some stuff that are the premium areas, such as the skyboxes, and the other thing would be the berm. There was some indecision about whether or not that would be open in the outfield area, but he said a lot of it's back of the house type stuff.
Yeah, you know, when we toured through there, you know, you could see that in the back house there was still a lot of work to be done. And so I'm sure that, you know, the areas where all the public has accessible will be ready, safe, and you know, probably they'll be pretty much done with it, and so we can expect the public to be very safe in the area that they're allowed.
Big thing everybody needs to know, you must use the north entrance into the stadium. One gate will be open, and it's a big gate, and it's the north entrance, and the gates to the game open at 5 o'clock. If by chance you did not get a ticket for this first game, rest assured there will be other opportunities. There is a 5-day homestand, David?
That's correct. 5 home games, and then they go away for, 5 games, and they'll be back mid-month for 5 more.
And the people need to know that the shuttle service, the park and ride, will not be available on Sunday. So you can take advantage of that Saturday, but we don't think there'll be the crush of people on Sunday because we don't have the game day experience taking place. All right, having said all of that about MGM Park, we want to remind people that there's another event taking place in East Biloxi, and that would be the Biloxi Blessing of the Fleet and Shrimp Festival. David, it's going to be down at Point Cadet Plaza.
Yes, you know, that's a great event they have every year. I saw the band lineup. The bands are great, and entertainment's all really good. So we're hoping that they have a really good weekend, and, you know, it's, like I said earlier, it's going to be great weather.
We have the schedule of events for the Fay Dodo. We have the schedule of events for the game day experience all on the city's website, where you can even go to the fire department page and send Chief Boney an email if you want to. Right, Chief?
Sure. We'd love to. We'd love to hear that.
Tell me about the fire camp.
Fire camp starts Monday. It'll go for 2 weeks. We have two camps. Monday is the beginner's camp. Next week, the following week, will be the advanced camp. We have 50 students in each camp. They come out and experience what it's like to be a firefighter, all aspects of being a firefighter, as well as learning life safety tips, learning CPR, quite a few things that they can take away from it. And at the end of the week, we throw a big party. They graduate, and hopefully we're trying to talk the mayor into coming down and having lunch with us Friday. So it's a good time for the kids.
Excellent. This is a nice educational outreach thing, and they're gonna hose the mayor down with a fire hose. David, anything else?
No. Do any openings, Chief Boney?
For the camp, no. They're full. They are both full. have been. It's a big thing.
I hate that. I want to try to get Vincent in, but anyway, we appreciate everybody listening, and you know, everybody, be patient with the traffic this weekend. It's a big traffic weekend, and everybody enjoy the Fête aux Dauds and the Seafood Festival or the Shrimp Festival and Blessing of the Fleet and all the activities we've got going on this weekend in East Biloxi.
Okay, William Sackett, bring us home.
You've been listening to City Desk with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.